أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the weekly Iman Boosters by Ikna Sisters. We have been talking about prophetic duas in the previous episodes. And today we talk about a very special dua by a very special prophet, Prophet Ibrahim's dua in Surah Shuara. The Quran has included many of Prophet Ibrahim's duas, and he makes each and every dua with qalbi salim, a pure heart, a sincere heart, a heart that has sincere knowledge, true knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Shuara, Ibrahim alayhi salam asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbi habli hukman walhiqni bis salihin. My Lord, grant me wisdom and join me with the righteous. Here, Ibrahim alayhi salam is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for hukm, which is translated as wisdom. When we glance over the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, we see that he already has wisdom, right? When he's debating how the sun and the moon and the stars, these things cannot be divine beings, but they are actually subjugated to the will of the ultimate creator. And even the idols are nothing but the creations of humans themselves. All these discourses mentioned in the Quran prove that Ibrahim alayhi salam had this deep knowledge and understanding. And yet here he asks again for wisdom. Now, what makes human beings different from animals? The knowledge of being civilized, right? Nowadays, we see that there is this flood of knowledge everywhere. We find there are workshops and masterclasses and retreats, one trying to overtake the other in terms of attendance and popularity. And there is so much knowledge around us, and it is so easily accessible. Yet it's like we are drowning in the sea of knowledge, and we need help from other professionals on how to use it. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the word of wisdom is the lost property of the believer. Wherever he finds it, he is most deserving of it. Therefore, being a believer, we are always in search of knowledge. But have we ever realized that Iman is what raises a person from being someone who just has knowledge or ilm to someone with this wonderful intellectual mechanism in the brain? Then we go above and beyond the literal understanding of knowledge and put it to use as wisdom. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows wisdom on someone, they are able to truly tap into understanding the Creator through His creation and His beautiful names. That person who is blessed with wisdom uses this ilm, this knowledge, to seek qurbat, or closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because what do we ultimately need? The closeness and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? We've all heard of the concept of nerds. A person who is extremely intelligent but single-minded and obsessed with acquiring as much knowledge as possible. It's almost fashionable to be nerdy these days. There's this attitude of know-it-all and say-it-all, bragging without realizing whether what we say is important or relevant or not, belittling others who would want to rise above this superficialness. The pretentiousness of this knowledge leads to arrogance. On the other hand, someone with wisdom uses this knowledge to become an upstander, say the truth, deal with the pressures of the society. And this knowledge and wisdom makes one strong to face all the tests in his or her life. In this dua, Ibrahim alayhi salam, we see that he had the proper insight to make a concise yet comprehensive dua. He not only asks for wisdom and sound judgment, but also asks for the finality of this process, which is to be included with the group of righteous people. We all like to be associated with our kind of people, right? People who are famous, prominent, or have some kind of influence. We like to be with the cool and the trendy kind. So we can be counted as one of them. Even with people of knowledge, like to be associated with the best universities or institutes or scholars, we have this need to be among people who share our similar thinking. So what Ibrahim alayhi salam is asking is that he be in the company of the righteous, because having the company of righteous people only motivates a person more towards a deeper intellectual process and gaining wisdom, and therefore becoming successful not only in this world but also in the hereafter. Let's memorize and internalize this dua. Let's ask for wisdom to navigate through the plethora of knowledge to find benefit. And let's practice humility in recognition of our helplessness. We have no guarantee how we'll end up. So we seek Allah's help and pray for the righteous company in this world and the hereafter. Ameen.